Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with a big story of the day.
Well, good for Nolan Arenado. I don't know. What are you supposed to say? You can only take losing so often. And, you know, Arenado's in rare air. Rare air, you know, because he's not just a major league player, which is hard enough to do, right? He's not just a starter on a major league baseball team, which, again, is, you know, extremely difficult. Arenado's the best player on the Rockies, and he's one of the best players in baseball, and he may be, at the end of the day, the greatest third baseman ever to play the game of baseball. He's in a different world. And so those in a different world, you know, they should want different things. It shouldn't just all be about money when you know you're going to make a ton no matter what. I don't know how winning isn't a big deal. Nolan Arenado to The Athletic, quote, "I just get pissed because I don't want to lose anymore. I've only been in the playoffs once, and it was only one game. I really want more than that." Yeah. Yep. His two-year, $29.5 million contract in arbitration ends this year, so Colorado retains his rights next year. You know, what would the likelihood of him signing back on? Alfred, that's how we open things up. You got a guy who's one of the best ever. He wants to play.
Well, he wants to play. He wants to play with a winner. And because he wants to play with a winner, that makes him normal. And that makes him a healthy American with an appetite to win. So I'm happy that the story has been put out there. But D-Mac, this is not a new story. I mean, this is the story that Patrick Saunders, you know, talked to us about last week when we start talking about Nolan Arenado, because he wanted to expressed to Patrick Saunders when we had this conversation last week. I mean, maybe it's a bigger story now because of The Athletic releasing it, but Patrick Saunders told us this last week. So there's nothing new to add to this story, except that there's a new publication that put it out there, and it may have more traction than our very own Denver Post.
Okay, but still, it's comments that are happening now in the middle of the season.
Well, of course. I think that, you know, I was talking to Big Sexy about this, and I think of Nolan Arenado the same way, in my eyes, that I think about Matt Holliday. And, you know, when you start thinking about homegrown talent with a huge potential for all-star and playmaking ability, that's a young talent but doesn't want to be here because of the same reasons, hey, man, it worked out for him. He went to St. Louis. I think he played in a couple World Series and won one. Matt Holliday is the way it's supposed to be when your organization won't step it up. So I don't begrudge any of these guys for what they may be thinking about when it comes to landing a new team or a new opportunity. It's just, you know, you only have so many years as an athlete, and you need to utilize your best talent with the right group of people. And if you can't put yourself in the right group of people, start pounding sand and start making a lot of noise. That's exactly what Arenado is doing. And some people may not like it, but it's the only way that things get done. I mean, if the guy keeps telling you, "I want to trade, I want to trade, I want to trade, I want to trade," well, then, you know, he's telling you that he wants to trade.
But do you think the Rockies should trade Nolan Arenado?
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Absolutely. There's no question about that.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Why?
Because there is no other option.
What do you mean?
Next year, the guy just walks free.
Yeah. And?
So you need to get something for him.
Like what?
So I'm going to say this, okay?
You understand how good he is, right?
Do I? Absolutely. I mean, when you start talking about best third baseman ever to play the game in those kind of that kind of term, listen, man, he's a unique talent. But if he doesn't want to play for you and his contract is expiring, you have to get the proper value for him. And when is the Major League Baseball trade deadline? July 31st. And it may happen this year. He's positioning himself like he wants it to happen this year. Don't forget, not long ago, we had Tulo in the same situation. And, you know, he pounded sand and said that he didn't want to play for a loser. And, you know, he got out of here, too. You got to do what's right for your organization, though. I mean, you have a couple of windows.
I would never trade Nolan Arenado.
Listen, you would be that guy.
I'm that guy
that would not trade him, and then he would just get up and walk out your building.
He'll get up and walk out that building.
I guess then you would be looked at as the most chance.
I don't have a shot without Nolan Arenado.
You don't have a shot to do what?
To do anything, to win games, to make hay in the playoffs.
You need to make the biggest splash deal you can make. Right now, if you think that this season is done, many people on this station have said that, you know, hey, we can't, you know, have a plus 17, plus 18 scenario in the second half of this season. We had our best chance in the first half. Well, we become sellers. And you know what? If we're becoming sellers, then give us some great prospects back.
All right. Let me read some text on the RamosLaw.com text line. As a fan of ball players that always give it their all, I'd rather the Rockies just let Nolan become a free agent so he can choose his team. They'll just blow it anyway, no matter what they get in a trade. So let Nolan get a ring in 2019 and let us watch Nolan for another season. I guess I agree with you. I guess I agree with that person.
That is not cool. That is short-sighted. That is a weak argument for an organization who has assets. To let the assets expire and not to bring anything home—that is just that. You know, that's a bad GM. If the GM allowed that to happen, I'm telling you right now, then we should start thinking about new baseball manager, new GM, new pitching coach. Everything around here needs to change. If you just let that contract expire and let him hit free agency,
I'd keep Nolan. I'd try to work a new contract with him and build around him. You need a certain amount of superstars. You need a couple at least, and he's one of them. You just can't find guys like that. It's easy to say, oh, well, trade like this one. Trade Arenado for some good young pitchers and draft picks. Love the idea, Al. Well, but who are those guys?
We don't know.
Right.
I mean,
you have no idea.
Hey, how about Cargo? Wasn't Cargo a byproduct of a trade that happened with Matt Holliday?
Yeah.
I mean, that worked out okay.
Yeah, it was good.
So, do it again.
Well, there's no guarantee, though, you're going to get somebody as good as Cargo in a deal like that.
I mean, he wasn't coming on.
He wasn't even the primary person they traded for. What they were trading for was Houston Street.
Right, our closer.
Yeah, and then they threw Cargo in. So, we got good production out of both.
Yeah, all I know is that when players start talking about, I don't want to be here, then it's your responsibility to get them up out of here. Period. Period. Nothing good can happen. When I say nothing good can happen, nothing good can happen. Because all they want is something different than you have to offer. They don't want your money. They don't want your beautiful outdoor temperatures in the summer. What they want is something different. They want an organization who is on the verge of winning a World Series every single year. And to make that happen, you have to give up a king's ransom to get that kind of guy to your system. But if he keeps on, you know, pounding sand and talking to reporters about this, he's diminishing trade value for the Colorado Rockies.
Can Arenado be bought? Pay him as the best player in the league and then some. If he wants to win, that won't happen here. You don't know who the prospects are because all you talk about is the Broncos. Yeah, okay. Oh, who are the prospects?
I don't even know a trade partner to start this conversation with.
I wouldn't trade Nolan in a million years.
Okay.
I would, he's just too darn good. I'd try to keep him. You need your superstars. You need your bedrock players. He's one of them. You got to build around it. I love his disposition, though. Who are you picking up? Oh, trade for some pitchers and, you know, some prospects. Who? Like, who are you going to get?
Once again, when an athlete says that he wants out, you better believe he wants out. You don't think that this is a campaign right now? This is a campaign. This is not the first week he said it. It's not the second week he said it. This is not even the same. He said in previous years he doesn't want to go out like Todd Helton. This is a campaign now. He is campaigning to get out of Denver, Colorado. And for that, you know, I understand. Now, I know what's going on, and I think those of you out there who have been paying attention to the comments over the last year and a half understands that the guy just doesn't want to be here. You agree or disagree? Do you believe it's a campaign?
No, I do not.
You don't believe that when he made those comments about Todd Helton, those were... you think those were just a statement of fact, or you think that he was building a case to get out of here then?
I don't think he's building a case to get out of here. I think he's building a case that he wants to win.
Are we going to win here?
We did last year.
I mean, the way he looks at it, a one-game playoff game, you know, that was cool, but it was only one game. He looks at it like I look at it. Was that really a playoff run? Not really, but okay. You had a chance to go deeper, but you didn't.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Yeah.
Disappointing for everybody.
That's what happens. Man, to be stuck with the Cleveland Browns. What do you think that would be like?
Bad. Well, Joe Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Thomas to me was different. Joe Thomas was like, please don't trade me. Don't get rid of me. I want to stay here till the bitter end. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I don't want to leave my house.
Yeah. Joe Thomas.
Hey. Joe Thomas, by the way, in his last 2 years of football, won one game. You tell me that's the guy that, like?
I don't think the Rockies are the Cleveland Browns, do you?
Are the Rockies the Cleveland Browns? Not far from it.
Oh, my God. What?
Well, I'm talking. When are we talking about a championship for the Cleveland Browns?
I don't know. A long time ago.
When we talk
Jim Brown, Jim Brown days.
The Rockies have been around for how long now? 26? Is this the 26th year?
25th. They had just had a big celebration thing.
25th year, right?
Yeah.
Any championships here?
Not yet.
A lot of losing seasons?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're not the worst team in baseball right now.
They haven't exactly knocked it out of the park with their draft history either.
I mean, the Browns have been, like, epically bad.
Yeah.
I don't think the Rockies are epically bad.
Okay.
They went to the playoffs last year.
Okay. The Browns went to the playoff with Derek Anderson, didn't they?
Did they? I don't know when the last time the Browns went to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they did.
When was that?
You know, like, what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
Yeah, okay. Well, things could turn around quickly. I think it's apples to oranges when you compare NFL and MLB.
Well, I mean, you're talking about organizational structure, pride, and success rate.
So when would you deal Nolan?
2002 It was
Cleveland
the last
hasn't
time.
Made the playoffs since 2002.
So Cleveland hasn't made the playoffs as Cleveland.
In 16
so
years.
So who could we be looking at? We can't call them the Jacksonville Jaguars because that doesn't work.
I wouldn't call them any playoffs. NFL team. It's a totally different deal.
Okay, well then, you call them the Rockies. They're just the Rockies.
Yeah,
they play in a great ballpark where they have fans that will go out and enjoy a good Friday night, good Saturday night, Sunday afternoon in the park, and relax. It's just we draw better than most Major League Baseball teams because of the weather that we have. I think that's really it. It's not because of the great baseball that's being played. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I think they built a great ballpark. It gets your fans automatically. More fans show up if you win, but, you know, it's the curse,
Rockies
curse
fans
of a great
show up
ballpark.
No matter what. I've been saying this for years.
They were brilliant when they built the rooftop. Brilliant idea. It's just a great bang for your buck entertainment dollar. You know, I love going to Rockies games.
Here's where I have a problem with Nolan. Here's where I have a problem. It's not like the Colorado Rockies aren't trying to win. What they just did was a real, real shot in the arm when they made commitments over $100 million in pitching talent. to come here as free agents. And for me, that said that I'm serious about winning, because that really is the owner's money. That's $100 million that this guy guaranteed on the signing of guys that were supposed to be in here to help this team, not hurt this team. So how this works out to us being where we are now, it's unfortunate, to tell you the truth. And we haven't had the guys to step up and be the people that they've been in the past. We're not asking you to do things that you haven't done. We're just asking you to be the people and the athletes that you've been. So I get it. But it's not on ownership, though. This is not on ownership right now. This is not on ownership.
Who said it was?
I'm just saying that this is. But I'm saying this is what makes it funky with Nolan, because the Rockies did something that is unusual. They went out and they tried to do
this,
it.
Why can't this be a trigger to get them to play better this year?
I don't think it is, because you.
Why can't this be?
There's nothing like a snot-nosed brat in the locker room.
That's what Nolan's being
right now.
Whoa. Why is he a snot-nosed brat?
Because he wants out, and he's telling everybody he wants out. And his teammates have lockers right next to him. You don't think there's any tension when you hear crap? I almost curse. See, when you hear crap like that?
Let's go to my man, Peter. Hi, Peter. You're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Got it.
I've got to agree with you. I think Arenado is singing a song here to get out of town. And I'll tell you why I don't have a problem with it. I just moved here from Chicago a few months ago. I'm a Cubs fan.
What? You're a Cubs fan? I can't believe it. I'm absolutely shocked.
I know, right?
Oh, I'm stunned. I pegged you as a White Sox fan all the way. Go ahead, Peter.
One of six Sox fans in the world. But anyway, so I have spent a lot of time watching the Cubs lose. And around 2013, we traded for Anthony Rizzo. And he was a young kid, and he had to deal with, I think, 3 years in a row of losing 100 games. And he never made the proclamation that Arenado made. His stance was always that we need to get better, we need to learn, we need to not fall apart. And Arenado has kind of turned this into the me game. So if the complaint is that the team isn't a winner, and he's tired of not being on a winning team, he's got to look at himself before he looks at anybody else. He's not building winners in the team, in the clubhouse, if he's making statements about how
right
he wants out of town.
Right? I mean, that is...
Thank you, Peter.
That is, to me, I mean, that to me, that statement right there sounds like a guy who's been in a locker room before. Sounds like the guy has been part of a team before. It sounds like a guy who understands how this works. I mean, when you are historically bad, and your outlook is dim and it's bleak, man, you need real leadership then. You need real leadership. This is not real leadership right now. This is like, hey, I'm a great player. I want out.
Eli, you're on the Fan. Hi, Eli.
How you guys doing?
Super.
Hey, D-Mac. Pleasure to talk to the both of you.
Thank you.
Got it.
So as a huge team head that I am, I've been breaking down this Nolan trade for a long time. I'm a Yankees fan. You know, I know D-Mac loves his Red Sox, but
that's right. Hear me out.
The Yankees have the deepest farm system in baseball. It's not even close, right? We have a third baseman by the name of Miguel Andujar, who's 23 years old. His potential is through the roof. We have a guy in the outfield named Frazier who can't get on the outfield with the Yankees. We have pitchers coming up. What else do the Rockies need? You name it, we have it. Send Arenado over to the Yankees.
You're something else, Eli. You are a trip.
He'll help 128. And guess what? Now you guys can build up. Andujar's a 23-year-old kid. You got a 26-year-old Arenado. What's the difference?
What's the difference? Arenado's the greatest third baseman of all time, and we've never heard of any of these guys. What's the difference?
Never heard of Miguel Andujar or
I know. Isn't that incredible?
You're a baseball fan.
I guess I'm not that big of a baseball. You know who I have heard of? Machado, Arenado, Brooks Robinson, Wade Boggs. You know, like incredible third baseman. I've heard of all those guys. So I guess I'm sleeping on the other dudes.
Here's what I'm telling you for why it would be a good deal for you guys, right? Your team doesn't like to spend the money to bring the championships.
We just dropped like a hundred something million dollars in our bullpen.
Have the deepest farm system in baseball.
Yeah,
and he would love to play for a winner.
No kidding.
A winner in baseball.
By the way, no, I hate to break your dreams there, Eli, but he's a West Coast guy, and I don't think Nolan Arenado is like pining away to go to the Yankees.
I've never seen anybody turn down the pinstripes, my friend. Thank you guys. You guys are the most entertaining. I really enjoy your show.
All right, thank you, Eli. You're not wrong, by the way, Eli. You know, that's the Yankees way. The real underdogs, the New York Yankees.
He's got a point, though.
It's been a long time
since I've heard of somebody saying, no, I don't want to play for the Yankees.
You'd be playing for a winner, no doubt about it. Yes, Big Sexy.
I like how the first caller compared the Rockies to the Cubs. And the Cubs' ability to draft players in their farm system compared to the Rockies is just night and day. Is it not? Am I lost here?
Because
I
remember going to the corner there.
I remember going down to the Springs when the Rockies were the Sky Sox were the Rockies' AAA affiliate, and I saw a game against the Iowa Cubs. Kyle Hendricks was the starting pitcher. Chris Bryant is playing third. You've got
You were only there 1 year then, because that's all he played in the minor leagues.
Almora was a shortstop or center fielder. My point is the Cubs have these solid first round picks that they are able to draft and they are able to produce into actual.
Yeah, and then they. What do you think they're getting rid of Chris Bryant anytime soon?
No, but my point is.
So here's Nolan Arenado. He's a draft pick.
Right.
They've developed into a superstar, and just like Chris Bryant, we got to keep him here as long as we possibly can. You don't just ditch him because you've done all this work to get him, develop him, make him a superstar, which he is.
But D-Mac, there is a stop date on this relationship.
Anthony Rizzo is also a homegrown talent from the Cubs as well.
Yeah, you don't get rid of these guys. You're proving a good point. You got these guys, keep them.
If they want to stay.
Build around them.
If they want to stay.
But my point
right now, he does not want to stay, so why would you fight that?
The Rockies aren't drafting and developing these types of players. They're not drafting and developing a guy that with the type of talent that Anthony Rizzo has.
See, here's the difference, I guess, between fans like me and fans like you guys. Is I believe the Rockies can win.
And you guys don't. He doesn't. Not us. He doesn't.
How do you figure that I don't believe the Rockies can
because
win?
Because you guys want to get rid of Nolan Arenado.
Where did I say I wanted to get rid of Nolan Arenado?
Do you want to get rid of Nolan Arenado?
No. Why would I want? You can't replace a player like Nolan Arenado.
All right. Well, you're just binking up all these other things. I'm just proving the point
that the Rockies are not developing their farm system the way that other teams in Major League Baseball are doing. They're not drafting the players like other teams are doing. I mean, if you look, 2010, Kyle Parker, what's he doing these days? Nothing. Tyler Anderson is a starting pitcher for us. Cool. David Dahl can't stay healthy. That's 2012. John Gray, much maligned starter, 2013.
Oh, Kyle Freeland. John Gray's a damn good draft pick.
John Gray's like a twister.
The twister Freeland, Elitch's, man.
Starter.
He's up and down.
I mean, listen, man, don't do that. Don't do the John Gray as not a solid draft pick. Don't do that.
Great.
A solid number three overall pick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's look at the 2013 draft.
We got to take a break. We got to take a break. Okay, everybody.
Clint Frazier. You know who Clint Frazier is?
Got to take a break.
D-Mac?
Take a deep breath, everybody. He's Joe's brother.
He plays for the Yankees. We just talked about him.
Yeah, just relax.
Relax.
We'll see where it goes, but Nolan's certainly stirring.
Find out. Do what Nolan wants to do, period. It's going to yield the best results for everybody involved.
You can't just do what the players want all the time.
You can in this situation, because otherwise you leave with nothing.
All right, it's the drive. We have the big three next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three, presented by Sam's Number 3 Diner and Bar.
Here's a fun story just to lead off with. Tim Tebow is now an all-star. He's a double-A all-star. Way to go, Tim Tebow. He's hitting .261 with 5 home runs, 30 RBI, and 67 games. That's terrific. He's been hot lately, hitting .406 with 9 RBI over the last 10 games. He's been voted an all-star. Wow. What are you trying to say about... Oh, he's an all-star. I thought you'd not... Alfred, what do you think about Tim Tebow being an all-star? And do you think he deserves a call-up, especially considering the Mets are going nowhere, in September? What would you like to see here with Tim Tebow?
I would like to see him continue to do well, and if that's at the Major League Baseball level, go for it.
Hell,
you know, the only thing that I was a little concerned about when we were first talking about Tim Tebow playing Major League Baseball was that he was actually taking somebody's position that
clearly not now
deserved it. But now,
not now.
It feels like, okay,
Timmy!
We have us a ball player.
Last 10 games, .406, 9 RBI, 5 home runs on the season, hitting .260. For a power hitter, that's great. Why not? Why wouldn't Tim Tebow get called up? I absolutely love this story. Bongos.
Love you too.
Love you, Timmy.
Way to go, San Antonio Spurs. You're not going to give up on your superstar either. Kawhi Leonard is asking for a trade to basically Los Angeles. And he didn't say the Lakers in particular, but I think we all understand and know it's going to be the Lakers if it happens. But the San Antonio Spurs are pushing back. I think they're going to come around to trading him anyway because, you know, it's best for you to do the things that the players want you to do in these situations, especially when free agency is around the corner. But the San Antonio Spurs did find a way today to take time on Twitter and wish Kawhi Leonard a happy birthday.
Okay.
They're still recruiting.
Good for that 23-year-old person that runs the Spurs Twitter account.
They're still trying to recruit him. Will the San Antonio Spurs do what Kawhi Leonard want them to do? Or will they say, pound sand, come play for us next year?
Well, isn't that what they want him to do?
Of course they want him to do it, but...
Why would they be telling him to pound sand? I'm confused by your statement. Like, what do you mean?
Do you think that they'll trade him, which is what he wants them to do, or do you think that he comes back and plays for the San Antonio Spurs?
I don't know why if he's under contract, I have no idea why they would trade him.
Because he doesn't want to play there, D-Mac.
Well, boo-hoo. But boo-hoo.
Are you really... come on. You can't be that naive when it comes to how these contracts and these guarantees and these expiring...
What's he going to not try? He's going to lay down?
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
he didn't play for them last year. You don't remember that?
Well, then he didn't play because he didn't want to be there?
He said that his injury was not handled correctly.
I don't know.
So he can do the exact same thing again this year.
Al, you seem to say if an athlete says something and they want to be traded, they should instantly be traded.
Listen, if you have a guy that's a star who has an expiring contract and you can't find any way to sign him, you must trade
go
him.
Go for the twos.
Okay, bongos.
Three.
Sorry, VJ, just sneaking in there. Vince McMahon is proving to be an amazing person in the world of sports business. He is going to throw, according to Darren Revelle, more than $500 million over the first 3 seasons of the new XFL's existence. What do you think about this bold move by Vince McMahon to infuse a ton of cash into this new league?
Well, I think it's, I think that it's a bold initiative that he's put forward, but I would almost like to see that this $500 million, this half a billion dollars that he's talking about putting up, would be a shared business deal with different owners, and those deals would be sold for, call it, you know, $50 million a team, or $20 million a team, or whatever it is. But instead, he's taking it all on himself. It feels like it's a big undertaking.
I think Vince McMahon's amazing. I'm not a big wrestling guy.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
But I can certainly tell you I have respect for a guy that can make things happen. And Vince McMahon can make things happen. So I find it amazing, incredible. I think Vince McMahon has all my respect. Bongos.
Three.
Last one for me is the young rookies are learning from the old veterans. And certainly we've seen enough sad stories about the athletes who have had mishandled funds. Saquon Barkley just bought his mom a home.
Good for him.
But he did not use any of his rookie contract money because he hasn't signed it yet. He hasn't signed his deal yet. He's not, the money isn't there. But what he has done is sign endorsement deals. And those endorsement deals have fueled him in his attempt to become, and his family's attempt to become a homeowner. So what he did is said that he is following advice from Beast Mode. Use your endorsement money, not your football money.
Okay.
Great advice from an old wily veteran like Marshawn Lynch. And great to see Saquon Barkley listening and taking notes and executing. Okay. Bongos.
Okay.
We was right at Taco Bell, and I couldn't even get no quesadilla.
So that's that business advice from Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn, I guess Marshawn has done really well.
good for him. By the way, you probably didn't watch the College Baseball World Series last night, did you?
I watched as much as you did in the studio.
Okay. It wasn't actually all that exciting, except for the fact that...
It was exciting early as you've seen managers getting tossed.
Yeah, it was exciting to think that Arkansas was a caught foul ball away from winning the national championship. Three of their guys misplayed it, and the next day they get skunked. Never happened in College Baseball World Series history where one pitcher throws a complete game, allows two or less hits, and shuts out a team. It really was remarkable, but it just wasn't that thrilling of a game because it really wasn't that close. But the performance was amazing. So there you go. It's a wrap on the college baseball season. Gambling in America. We'll get there next.
It's The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
So what has your attention here about sports gambling here in Colorado?
You know, I've been trying to figure this out because this law, you know, the Supreme Court ruled that, you know, the states have the ability to run their own operations. You know, it's not been passed by the federal government, but each state has its own business to take care of it when it comes to gambling and setting up sports books in each state that it wants to have a sports book in. Now, I don't know what's going to happen here, but we're kind of unique in the grand landscape of sports franchises. And the reason that we are is because we have four major franchises here, and if you include the MLS, five. To make that claim is something of a feather in our cap for Coloradans, but there are some people who want to engage in sports wagering, and we haven't had any news about what's going on around here. So I was just asking, do you think that this is something that is just being slow played by our legislators, or is there a groundswell? Have you talked to your friends and your homeboys about?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares?
Nah.
You don't know. Wait a minute. All the sports that you're part of, all the teams that you've watched, every game that you go to, there is a sports dad that's sitting there. You don't think that those guys ever want to wager on a game here and there?
Oh, I don't know about that. It's not a relevant thing. Never comes up. I talk to sports dads every day. It was, right before the show, I was out at Lakewood High School talking it up with a couple of sports dads. Just doesn't come up. It's not a high priority. But so what? That's just me and my circle, which is, you know, relatively limited. I mean, I just read the article about it, and in Title 18 of the Colorado Revised Statutes, it prohibits sports gambling. It makes sports gambling illegal. So the first thing that would need to happen is the legislature would have to change that prohibition, and then you'd need a constitutional change and a vote of the people. And, you know, it's according to the article, at least I read, at the earliest, it would be 18 to 24 months. And in addition, Colorado, for years and years and years, has voted to keep gambling up in Blackhawk, Cripple Creek, what's the other one there? Central City. That's the only place in Colorado where there is gambling. And so if all that stuff happened, not only would it take a long time for it to happen, but the likelihood of it being placed only in those three mountain towns that already allow gambling is very, 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 very high.
Now, see, this is what I hear a conversation like that.
So the likelihood of having casual sports gambling here in where people are is actually pretty low here in Colorado.
No, I think what you're...
According to the article.
What you've read and what you've seen is a clear stance by the contingency up in the mountains to keep gambling only there.
I don't know.
And you know, that's...
What did I say that was
you didn't say anything that was different than what they want you to believe, that if you want to make a sports wager...
Why am I
that
wrong?
You have to drive up to Black... That doesn't even make sense.
Why is the article wrong then?
No, I'm just saying, but that doesn't make sense. I know, that doesn't make sense that if you wanted to place a wager on the Colorado Rockies and the San Francisco Giants that you have to drive up to Blackhawk to do that?
Well, that's what voters have kept gambling in the mountains.
Oh, I think the target
for years.
I think the contingencies for the gamblers, or should I say the gaming commission for that group of people in the mountains, they're very successful in marketing to make sure that gambling stays only there. But I think this changes everything a little bit. Don't you?
No.
You don't think you're going to be able to go to 7-Eleven one day?
Not in Colorado. No? I think I'll be able to go to Blackhawk someday, but no time soon.
Wait a minute. You think... We're not
that type of state. We
Oh, but we are the state that okays marijuana?
Yes.
But gambling, oh my goodness, no.
Yeah. Not a big priority.
Wait a minute. Sports gambling, no. No way for sports gambling.
No, I didn't say that.
It's bad for the state of Colorado.
I didn't say that either. I said it'll probably be isolated when it does slowly happen here in Colorado to areas where gambling's always been part of Colorado.
I mean, we got Jersey out there. You know, I mean,
Alfred, why don't we have more casinos outside of those three areas?
Because I think they do a great job of
No, it's not. It's because people voted down.
Of course. And I think that you have to have a team of people to get out there to start. Listen, man. When you start seeing the commercials, about, you know, say no to this measure, say no to that measure, who you think sponsor those?
I don't know. I hope it doesn't change. And if there's, really? I'm not against sports gambling, but I think it's got a nice niche here in Colorado. I think it makes sense where it is.
I believe that
and
you're
going to
be able
need to
gamble.
Go to,
I believe at some point, in the next 5 years, you will be able to go up and place a wager on the Broncos game from the stadium.
I doubt it.
They're already looking at it as a revenue source and a huge win.
Good luck on it, because it would have to take...
Mark Cuban said that this was
He's in Texas.
By the way, there's no gambling in Texas.
Okay.
But...
So where's his expertise come in then?
This is... But for NBA owners, Major League Baseball owners... NBA. Listen, the commissioner of the NBA.
Yeah, because it's an East Coast thing, Al. It's about New Jersey and New York City.
So you think
and
that
Miami.
The fan base? So you think the
it's
fan base only
East
watching
Coast
these games
thing.
Just because they like certain players? You don't think that these sports fans that are watching these games of laying down wagers?
No, of course they are.
So why do you think that this thing is not going to pass and going to be part of our?
Because of the history of how voting has happened.
I can't believe that I can drive. You know, I can drive 4 miles anywhere from where we are now and find a place that sells marijuana.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that. That is the most bizarre thing to me that I think that...
Pass on grass.
Why drive so far?
Maybe closer. But I think at any you're right. You're probably right, huh?
Probably a couple of miles.
I don't know. But 4 miles or 5 miles from anywhere... You know, in the Denver metro area, you can buy marijuana, but you're saying that this gambling thing is not going to pass?
Well, for years, the citizens of Colorado have kept gambling in a very isolated area. And for years, Colorado has been much more liberal with their beliefs on marijuana laws. So I don't know why one thing really ties into another. If anything, it's very consistent to the way it's always been. So it's not like, oh, we all need to get high and place bets. It's it's been Colorado believes in the free market economy with the marijuana sales.
But not in gambling?
Well, not so far, because there's only three areas that have, and according to this article, I'll read you from the article. I mean, I didn't make this stuff up. I didn't know anything about it. Somebody else did all the hard work on it.
That was me.
Was it you?
But I think that, you know, I think I'm starting to see more states roll out the gambling. I'm like, man, nobody's talking about it around here.
Okay, here we go.
What was it, Article 18? They just have to, the federal law has changed.
We believe, hold on. We believe voters have spoken repeatedly that they like to keep gambling in those three mountain communities. Every time there's been an attempt to allow gambling outside of the mountain communities, it's failed miserably. Anywhere from 68 to 90% failure rates. So at the end of the day, it would have to be not only voted and the laws would have to be changed in the state of Colorado, which could take a certain amount of time, but also the locations would have to be regulated. And so your local communities would get to decide whether they would have it or not. And what you're asking for, if you want to bet at the window right at Broncos games, is a seismic change in the philosophy of this state in terms of how they view that. And I just don't know how and why that would happen. We've just been different with marijuana. Marijuana is just a whole different deal. So we're pretty conservative with gambling in this state. We're very liberal with the marijuana laws. We're a beautiful state, Al, because we're Purple Mountains Majesty. You never know what you're going to get with Colorado.
But I think, once again, D-Mac, that
all this gambling stuff,
the lobbyists have done a great job of throwing out those negative campaigns. But on this one, I'm telling you, man, I know way too many guys who are around the sporting world that are just waiting for something to happen because they just want in. And I'm telling you, man, I think we're going to be able to gamble in 7-Eleven one day. I mean, you can
in Nevada, maybe.
I mean, in Walmart. You're going to be able
California
to dump, you're
going
to be
New
able
Jersey.
To go into Walmart.
And New Jersey.
No,
yes.
No, here. I mean, in everywhere.
But what's that based on? Like, you have a belief it'll happen, but what's it based on?
The fact that it's not a criminal enterprise anymore.
Yeah,
so why it's not a criminal enterprise,
Then why aren't there more casinos here in the state?
Oh, because they've done a great job of lobbying and throwing out negative ads every time a bill is introduced.
Who's they?
The contingency, the gaming contingency that's part of the Black Hawk and that whole.
So they've
group
stopped it from happening in other places.
Oh my goodness, you ought to see the money that's thrown.
So
at
what do you think will change?
Oh, I just think that, I mean, we're talking about everyday guys now. I mean, everyday guys don't go and play Black Death in 21.
Everyday guys
might want to put down a game on the money. Put down. You know, 20 or 50 or 100 bucks on the game on Monday Night Football. And I don't want to have to drive an hour and a half to go do that.
Right.
I think it's going to happen.
All right. We'll see.
We're going to be a little slower than the rest of...
No time soon.
I mean, I don't understand why it's so slow, though. I really don't. I mean, I really don't understand
because
why we're going so slow.
Because all the time that it would take to do that, we could open another 4 or 5 weed shops. And... We have our priorities here in Colorado. Football at 4 is next.